If you'll notice above the tune, you'll see two different notations. One is chord symbol, that's the C, G, F. Then above the chord symbol, you'll see the Roman numeral equivalent, the 1-5-4-1-4-5-1. You will learn through the series of these chapters to recognize both chord symbols and Roman numerals, and that will equip you to play songs of your choice. I'd like for you to allow me to play the tune and you play the left-hand harmony along with me. The only reason you would watch the pattern of notes I'm playing so that you know when to change with your left hand to a new chord. Notice it's in 4-4, and although we have not talked about time signature at this point, we'll cover that a little later. All you need to know now is to hold each one of those chords for four beats until we get to the second to last measure. I'll help you. Let's just play the left hand first. You're starting on the 1 chord, and then you move up to the 5 chord, back down 1 to the 4 chord, and then back home to the 1 chord, up to 4, one more up to 5, and back home to 1. Now do that same thing with me in time. So I'll count off 4 and then I'll prompt you as we change chords. 1, 2, ready, play the 1 chord. Move up to 5, back down to 4, back down to 1, up to 4, 5, and back to 1. Okay, you play along with me with your left hand, and I'll play the melody that's written. Here we go. 1, 2, ready, play. 5, 4, 1, 4, 5, 1. We'll play this tune again a little later with more variety of chords, and I'll explain a little more detail how to go about playing that and becoming familiar with reading chord symbols.